Chapter 46. Malone was furious. Henrik Torvaldsen had known far more about everything and had said absolutely nothing. He pointed at Cassiopeia. She one of your friends?
I have known her a long time.
When Lars Nell was alive, you know her then?
Torvaldsen nodded.
And did Lars know of your relationship?
No.
So you played him for a fool, too.
Anger punctuated his voice.
Cotton, I understand your irritation, but one can't always be forthcoming. Cassiopeia kept watch on Lars. In his eyes, she was a nuisance, but her real chore was to protect him.
Why not just tell him?
Lars was stubborn. It was simpler for Cassiopeia to watch him quietly. Unfortunately, she could not protect him from himself.
Stephanie stepped forward, her face set for combat.
This is actually what his profile warned about. Questionable motives, shifting allegiances, deceit.
I resent that, Torvaldsen glared at her. Especially since Cassiopeia looked after you two as well.
You should have told us, said Malone.
To what end? As I recall, you both were intent on coming to France, especially you, Stephanie. So what would have been gained? Instead, I made sure Cassiopeia was there, in case you needed her.
For one thing, Henrik, you could have provided us with background on Raymond de Roquefort, whom you both obviously know. Instead, we went in blind.
There's little to tell, Cassiopeia said. When Lars was alive, all the brothers did was watch him too. I never made actual contact with de Roquefort. That only happened during the past couple of days. I know as much about him as you do.
Then how did you anticipate his moves in Copenhagen?
I didn't. I followed you.
I never sensed you there.
I'm good at what I do.
You weren't so good in Avignon. I spotted you at the cafe.
Your trick with the napkin. Dropping it so you could see if I was following?
Obvious.
I wanted you to know I was there. Once I saw Claridon, I knew de Roquefort would not be far behind. He's watched Royce for years.
Claridon told us about you, Malone said, but he didn't recognize you in Avignon.
He's never seen me. What he knows is only what Lars told him.
Claridon never mentioned that fact, Stephanie said.
There's a lot Royce failed to mention.
My father hated you, Mark said, disdain in his tone.
Cassiopeia appraised him with a cool countenance.
Your father was a brilliant man, but the conspiracies you both sought are far more complicated than either of you could imagine.
He was a good man who believed in what he did, Mark replied.
He was indeed, Torvaldsen said, but he kept many things to himself. You never knew he and I were close friends. Your father wanted our contacts confidential, and I respected his desire even after his death.
You could have told me, Stephanie said.
No, I couldn't.
Then why are you talking to us now?
When you and Cotton left Copenhagen, I came here. I realized you would eventually find Cassiopeia. That's precisely why she was in Rennes 2 nights ago, to draw you in her direction. Originally, I was to stay in the background, but this has gone too far. You need to know the truth.
So good of you, Stephanie said.
Malone stared at the older man's hooded eyes.
Henrik, I haven't been a player in this kind of game in more than a year. I got out because I didn't want to play anymore. Lousy rules, bad odds. But at the moment, I'm hungry and curious. So let's eat, and you tell us all about that truth we need to know.